Which side of the bed would you prefer?
It doesn't matter to me. Your choice.
No, no. We're living together now. Everything's equal. No. I know that I have a tendency to be controlling, so I would rather you choose.
Well, Sheldon, I really appreciate that, but these things mean more to you than they do to me, so whatever you want.
Well, clearly it's not whatever I want, because what I want is for you to make this decision, and you refuse to do that.
Well, I'm not refusing. I'm just trying to be considerate.
But like when you let me get those shoes with the wheels on the bottom and then watch me roll right into traffic?
Sheldon, will you please just pick a side?
Fine. All right. Now, on this side, I am closer to the exit in case of emergency.
Great. That's your side.
No, but I'm also closer to the entrance in case of attack.
Okay, I'll take that side.
Ah, then again, what are the odds of someone attacking me?
Rising rapidly.
Now, this side offers me proximity to the bathroom, but I am closer to the window where perverts can watch me sleep.
Okay, what if we do this?
I suppose that works.
Great.
Although now I'm kind of worried someone's hiding behind those drapes.
This is ridiculous. The doctor knows what the baby is. The ultrasound tech knows. Raj knows. His Grey's Anatomy online fan group probably knows. Is it weird we don't?
I don't know. Maybe the surprise will make it more fun. You're like magic tricks. Remember how disappointed you were when I explained the never-ending hanky?
I was disappointed to see the man I was engaged to pulling rainbow scarves out of his fly.
But how delightful was it when I pulled out a bouquet at the end of those scarves? Well, it'll be the same thing when the doctor pulls a beautiful surprise out of you.
Everyone said I could do better.
I bet you didn't listen, and presto, change-o, my baby's inside you. Ta-da!
Oh, what is that?
Why'd you switch sides?
Be grateful I'm still in the room.
Comfy?
Oh, I'm just happy I don't know what this memory foam remembers.
Sheldon, I know we took coitus off the table, but I was wondering how you feel about other forms of intimacy, such as snuggling.
Well, it's funny you should ask, because I was wondering how you'd feel about separating the two of us with a pillow wall.
Sheldon, I've made more than enough accommodations for you. We were both grown adults. We've been far more intimate than this. If you don't want to snuggle, fine, but we're not building a pillow wall.
Okay, well, I am sorry. I'm just worried that my sensitivity to temperature could make this a rough night. And no offense, but your bottom radiates enough heat, I'm surprised there aren't iguanas lying on it.
That's it. It's Sheldon's bedtime. He is in for the night.
Wow. Cannot believe we are alone in our own apartment.
It's weird. This must be how parents feel when their kid goes off to college. Unless they feel sad, then it's different.
So what do you want to do?
I know exactly what we are going to do.
Really? You're a genius and that's the first thing you come up with?
Hey, Sheldon's not here, so we are going to put on music and dance in our underwear.
Ugh, can we just have sex?
Oh, don't worry. Once you see my sweet move, sex is inevitable.
Screw it. I'm calling and finding out.
Great, call him. I'm not sure I want to know.
But you just said you wanted to know.
Well, now I don't know if I want to know.
Hello?
Call you back.
No, Dr. Feynman. If I solve it for you, you'll never learn.
The world may have forgotten about Dance Dance Revolution, but not this smooth criminal.
Okay, you're positive you want to know?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. It's ringing.
Hello?
Wait.
Wrong number.
I told you not to do the worm.
You were right. Hello?
I changed my mind. Hang up, hang up!
Down there.
Hang on.
Who are you calling?
I'm so sore. I don't think I slept 2 minutes last night.
Yeah, get it, girl.
It's not what you think.
I feel like I pulled something. Why didn't you tell me to stop?
Even more not what you think.
I don't know if I can make it through 5 weeks living with him.
If you ever need a break, the owner of the train store will let you leave him there while you get a coffee.
Good morning. See, I didn't knock, but it's fine. I didn't knock, but it's fine. I didn't knock, but it's fine. So, how is everyone?
Miserable and exhausted?
Really? I slept great.
Well, I didn't, and it's your fault.
How? You had the whole floor to yourself.
Sheldon, maybe living together is a bad idea.
Yeah, but what kind of scientists would we be, drawing a conclusion after only 12 hours of data?
The kind who almost put a pillow over your face last night.
Wow. Look, I anticipated we have problems, but I never thought your scientific rigor would be one of them.
I'm sorry, are you questioning my integrity as a scientist?
If the lab room disposable shoe cover fits.
Was that a science test?
Yeah.
Was it a good one?
What would a theoretical physicist understand about an experiment anyway? I mean, you wouldn't know a confounding variable if two of them hit you in the face at the same time. And you don't even get that joke because you don't even work with confounding variables.
How dare you?
Oh, you heard me. Your experimental bona fides are laughable.
Whoa, whoa, now you're making fun of my bona fides?
Can't make fun of something that's a null set.
I feel like I should say damn.
Do it.
Damn!
Wait, if you are so protective of the scientific method, perhaps we should use the next 5 weeks to finish what we started.
Well, for science, maybe I will.
Yeah, for science, maybe you should.
Fine.
Fine.
Good.
Great.
Do you want to go to our place and make out?
The Stephen Hawking roll through the quad?
The new neighbors are weird.